We are up to Perek Vov Posuk Yud Aleph. Okay. All right, so we have to figure out who's talking here. Elginas Egos Yoradati went down to the garden of egoism, of walnuts. Lireis Bibi Hanocha. To see the wet something of the valley, lirais haporcha hagefen, to see whether the vines have blossomed, heinetzo harimoinim, when the pomegranates have come out. What does he say? Sprouted. That's the word. Okay. El gidas egos yoradati. Oid ze midivrei shchina. This Hashem is still talking over here, right? El gidas egos yoradati. Hinei bosi el Mikdosh Shenize Elayach. He says, I came to the second base of Mikdosh to you. So in other words, we're ready. We talked about how they're coming back from Bovel and rebuilding the base of Mikdosh and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them and this. So now he's saying, I came to the Ginas Egois Yeradity, to the Bayesheni Elayach, to you. I came to the Bayesheni. Not for me, but I came to be by you. That's also interesting. But anyway, I don't know why that's Ginas Egois. Why is the Bayin Hasheni considered a garden of nuts? I don't know. Okay, let's see. Lirois Bibi Hanochal, Ma Lachluchis Masim Tevim Erebuch. I want to see the Lachluchis, the wetness, which means that refers to, you know, wet is when something is dry, it's withering, it's disintegrating, it's but the wetness, freshness. I want to see the Maisim Tevim Erebuch that I will see in you. Haporcha HaGefen, whether the Gefen has blossomed, Im Tafrichu Lefonai, whether you are blossoming in front of me, Talmidei Chachomim V'Sofrim V'Shonim. Look at that. That's what we want. Talmidei Chachomim, Sofrim V'Shonim. That's what I have to see. I came down to see which Masim Tovim, Lachluchis Masim Tovim, Erebuch, Aporcha Gefen, if you have blossomed with Talmidei Chachomim. Now, what is Sofrim? Sofrim V'Shonim are teachers. They teach, they're Shoina. What is Sofrim? Sofrim, does that refer to those that write Sifrei Torah, that referred to Divrei Sofrim, which we turn to Talmidei Chachomim. So he just said Talmidei Chachomim. So maybe that refers to those that write it down. I don't know. Could be. Heinetzo harimoinim, mekayimei mitzvos molei zchuyos. Or harimoin is molei zchuyos. They say harimoin, they say, has 613 bits in it. Did you ever count it?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I feel like I have counted more.
Much
what?
More.
Yeah, I've counted
you counted
more.
You really counted?
Yeah, in second grade or something like that.
What?
Yeah. So I had much more.
It has more?
The one we counted had many more. I don't know. Each
that's
one.
The problem. Bal Tosif. Not supposed to add any more.
Oh, it's delicious, though.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
You're including the New Testament in it.
It's a shock. I told you, we don't need a comedian here. Okay. So, Mekayimei Mitzvos Malei Zechuyos is Heinetzo have the Rimoinim sprouted, which means the Mekayim Mitzvahs full of Zechuyos, Loma Nimshel Yisrael LeEgois, he's going to discuss that, very good. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to a Egois or not? Mo Egois Zeh, Atoroi Oisei Kuloi Eitz, Veinikor Ma B'Toichoi. It looks all like wood on the outside, the shell, and you don't see what's inside. Poitzoi, you crack it open, Umoitzoi Mole Megurois Megurois, and it has little different sections. Shel acholim, of food. So in other words, on the outside, it looks just like wood. Then you crack it open, and it has little compartments of food. Okay, so what? Kach Yisroel. Tzenuim v'invesonim b'maseihim. They're modest and they're humble in their actions. V'ein talmidim shebohen nikorim. And you can't recognize them. They're hidden in their actions. Ve'ein misporim la'achriz al shochon, and they don't announce, they don't praise themselves, they don't announce publicly their own praises. Okay. Bidaktoi, but when you're breathing, atomitzi is a mole chochmo. Void kam midroshes adover. Okay, so that's one man. So what is that? Let's analyze that for a moment. What is he saying? Klal Yisrael is compared to the egois. Why? Because they are on the outside, just look like wood. That's very interesting, the comparison. Like wood, you know. Wood is like, there's nothing there. Well, it's just what?
Thick plank.
Yeah, there's nothing, it's all empty. You know, just covered with wood, right? But you open it up and you see all of these little, maguros, little sections, little compartments of food, which you could eat. Kach Yisrael snuvin, on the outside. Vein talmidim shebohen nikorim, you can't even discern them. But and they don't praise themselves, they just look like they're covered with wood. But when you look inside, you find mole hoch.
The Jews.
I find that a little strange. Before he was talking about if he was talking about lachluchis masim tovim, then he goes to haporcho agefen, refers to talmid chachomim, and neitzah harimoinim is mekayimei mitzvos. And then he goes back and says, why is it ginos egois? In other words, this is what he's doing, the ginos egois, because you see the mole chochmo. Why doesn't he see the mole chochmo, my simtovim? Why? He's talking here about my simtovim. He's talking about the whole quality. So he says, ginos egois, you're right. I went down to the garden of the egois, and this is what I saw, to see if in the ibe hanochal, that does refer to Talmid Chachomim. That refers to Mekayim Mitzvos. And then he says, why the Nimshel of the Egois? Because of the Chochmah. What about the Ma'asim Tovim?
This is the whole
thing. No, because again, the Egois, the Moshel is because on the outside it looks like wood, and the inside has all these little compartments full of food. So inside this, everything. So first of all, why the compartments? What does that mean? Look inside, you see food, you see good. Well, what's that, Moshel? And what's the Nimshel? But more than that, why Chachomim? What about Chachomim, Tzadikim? They do Ma'asim Tovim, the Melei, Mekayim Mitzvos, Melei Yeschuyos, Malachluchis, Lachluchis Ma'asim Tovim. What?
Hashem said he's going to the Ginas Egos, right? Egos. To see if they blossom. So this is like the starting point of Klal Yisrael, as the Ginas Egos, which is that they're Mali Chachma, and then he wants to see if they became Talmidei Chachamim, Sofim, Shonim, Talmidei Ma'asim Tovim. But the starting point is the Klal Yisrael as the Ginas Egos is Mali Chachma with compartments, whatever that means. But that's like the starting point of
so that means Chachma is the starting point of everything else.
Okay, maybe.
So that's a very important point. In other words, what you're saying is that the Ma'asim Tovim and the Malei Schuyos and all of that, that's not stam. That's based on Chochmah. What he sees when he calls him an ego, he's going to the Ginas Egois, Ginos, how does he call it? El Ginas Egois Yoranity. So that Ginas Egois represents, I look inside, I see Chochmah. And all of these things that he's looking for there, he sees the Ma'asim Tovim, he sees the Schuyos, or the Talmid Chachomim, all of this is an outgrowth of the Chochmah. Chochmah is the Ika. They say that there was with a special Nigun too, but the Alta always used to sing on Shabbos in the Smiros, the Dror Yikra. And my father, and it's with us, they had his own Nigun there too. But he said the Ika, why? Because
he
of
made the, it, he made the Nigun,
what?
Or he said,
I don't know if he made it, but he used to sing it, and he says, because of the Chochmah l'nafshecho, the he keser l'roishecho. Chochmah l'nafshecho, Chochmah sanefesh, that's the keser. The greatest crowning glory of man is not his actions, it's his Chochmah. And maybe like Shrani says, because when you have that Chochmah, that leads to everything. But without that Chochmah, then everything you do is just, you don't know, haphazard, empty, you don't know what you're doing, you make mistakes. It has to be Chochmah. But there's something else too. He says, he sees the Anova. He sees the what's this lotion there? Where is it? Kach Yisrael. Kach Yisrael b'tzenuin v'anasonin b'maaseyim v'ein talmidim shuvein nikorim. So the Rashiva's father described once how he spent Tisha B'Av with the Chofetz Chaim. So he said, by kinnis, when the yeshiva, whatever they're saying, kinnis, it looked like a Porsche to Malabos. Saying the words like everybody else. It was even a little bit surprised, like the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Then he was sleeping in his house. I guess he wasn't learning in Radin at the time. He must have come from Slavotka, whatever. So they went to sleep, and he decided he's pretending he's sleeping.
Who was pretending?
Reb David was pretending he was sleeping. He wanted to see. So Chofetz Chaim came around to see that everybody was sleeping, and he faked it. And then, I guess it wasn't a big house, so whatever went on there. Then he heard hours and hours, koile, subrokim, and crying and pleading with the Rabbeinu Shalalem about the end of the Golos and the Beis HaMikdosh and that, and the crying. He said, he didn't know what to do with himself like. He said, so on the outside, the Chofetz Chaim appeared. And you look at the push, he looks like a Wassertrinker, like a water carrier, you know what I mean? He wears this little pea cap, you know, pea coat, pea cat, or what he wears. You know, it looks like a little, like a water carrier. But that was so, that's Klal Yisrael. The godless, they hide inside. You ain't, not even Talmidim Shebohem Nikorim. Can't even tell. They tell stories about some of the Reb Zundel also like that. There were some of the biggest giants that you couldn't even tell. You didn't know. They were, you know, they wouldn't, whatever. Okay. All right, so that's that. What time is it? Okay, we could do one more pasuk.
We're in the middle of Rashi.
Oh, in the middle of Rashi. I'm sorry. Vo'oy kamerit roshes ledover. Mo egoizeh noifel batit. If it falls into the mud, ve'ein mashu betoicho nimos. That which is inside doesn't get affected because it's so tightly covered with shell. Af Yisrael goylin lebein ho'umois ve'loikin malkiyois harbei. They're sent into Golus, Spain, Umois, and they get all kinds of malchus from these Umois. Ein ma'aseihem nisnim osim, and the deeds do not become mo'us.
Is that true?
It must be
That's
true.
I mean, you. I'm saying you distance yourself from bad because you don't, or you change your surroundings. You are a creature of your surroundings, the product of your surroundings. So.
So let's ask you. You're asking a kasha.
I mean, he said false.
You're asking like this. Wait a second. You're asking like this. You're asking a kasha like this. Listen. Shlema Melech is misnabe about the Golos. Okay? We're talking here, you know, already after Bayis Sheni and the Golos. And the whole Golos, that's what he's talking about until the end, until Mashiach comes. And he says that Klal Yisrael is compared to an egoist. And the second pshat that the Medrash says, it's a Medrash, what does he say? Okay, so as a medrash that says that the reason it's ginas egois is because the egois falls in the mud, it is not affected. So to Klal Yisrael, golin levein ha'umais v'loikin malkius harbei, v'ein ma'aseyem nimosim. Their actions are not nimosim. What does that mean? So you say, what do you mean? Look around. Look at the Klal Yisrael. There's so many people who do so many things. They're intermarrying. They're doing cold over also. What's Shlomo Melech? We know that, like Mendel Levine used to say, if Shlomo Melech's Nevuah contradicts the facts on the ground, then it's a kasha on the facts. You know, something's wrong with the facts because Shlomo Melech is that was MS. Teres says you have to say that it's not Nimosin. That mo'us is, it becomes, it's not mo'us. Mo'us means disgusting. It's not, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael, no matter how much they've been affected, or how much, no, look, their circumstances, fakir, sometimes even melamed zchus, they're in such circumstances, you sent them into Golos, you sent them Beinu Umois, what do you expect? You created them to be social beings, is his environment, whatever the Lashon of the Rambam is over there. So you put him in that matzav, and so Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, it's true. But They're not Mos. It means they're not Mos. The acting is not Mos. It's not Mos in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know exactly. But that's the way we have to look at it. They're not Mos. When you look at a Jew, you see number one, you see what you see is on the outside. Maybe even some of their actions are also only on the outside. And deep down on the inside is godless. We learned Pshat yesterday with someone that there's a shmuz from the altar, but I forget which one it is. But says Sefer Toldei Sodom. It seems what he says over there basically is that the difference between Odom doesn't have the greatest potential. It's not true. Odom is the actual. He has to bring it out, but it's all there. The actual, the Sefer Toldei Sodom. That's what he described. Like this is the biography of man. Of mankind. This is who he is. The Torah is who he is, not where he should be. Of course, since that's who he is, he has to strive to bring that out. But that seems to be the whole upshot over there, that you don't realize what... And Yisroel, Afal Pishachoto, Yisroel, who... Yeah, he
drifted. Even in the mushroom, it's just like that, because the nut is getting dirty on the outside. It's just, it's clean.
We learned that many times. Shchoirani b'masai, v'noani b'masai aboisai. So the Rashi says one of the things he says over there, Shchira ani on the outside, v'no ani bechito chevorim. So he said, what's that Masi Avoisai? Masi Avoisai portion is schus avois. He's not saying that thing because now my body is still as beautiful. It's just dirty on the outside. The teres is the schus avois embedded within us, even beyond the tzelem elikim. Such godless.
But here you see, even here it's a little bit harder because here it's talking about the actions that are not nivos. Whereas over there, the pshat is even if the actions are nivos, but the inside is good. But here it's even
no.
The
so that's the
nivos.
Point. Since the godless is there, so these actions are a product of environment and this, but it doesn't make them nivos. They're wrong. We chayiv chorus. But it's that. Not nimus.
Nimus requires more, a more negative.
Because you're this great person who has been affected in a negative way. I quoted this recently. I don't know. Sometimes I hesitate to quote it. And I quote it again and again. I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, the Chazon Ish was critical of a certain Rosh Hashiva. Of course, this made him. Yeah, oh, that's why I say it's brought in the Peradur in the footnote, so it's not. It's public knowledge. And my father was trying to defend this person. He says, well, he's an Odom Godel, Merit. When it comes to an Egiya, he loses himself. So Chazon Ish answered like this. He says, if you would tell me that he was Nichshol in Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Domim, probably the Zohar, I would say, he's an Odom Godel, and he was Nichshol. But you tell me that when it comes to an Egiya, he loses himself. He says, our person is Negev Bedova of 24 hours a day. If that's the case, he's a lost soul. He's finished nothing because we're always looking at the door. So, but I'm not bringing out that point. But the first place says a person could do a terrible thing, and he still remains that great person because the greatness is there, the insight is there. It's a horror overpowered him. He does tshuva, and he's yase ma'amasa, yase tshuva yiskapim.
He remains great.
What
the actions? Here is saying even the actions are not nimos.
No, the actions are not nimos because of the fact that. He's a great person. He was just, it's not him. If it's not him, it's not nimus. The action is not nimus. A goy will do that action. It doesn't bother me. Maybe it does sometimes, but it's not the same thing.
If a goy does it, it's nimus?
What? No. I'm just saying that.
Sounds weird.
The muse is, look how low he's fallen. He hasn't really fallen that low. He's already got a hold of that. Look at that lotion. He's nichshol in the gimel averos chamurois, and he's still odom godel.
It's funny, and you're saying our starting point is always so high, so it's never. It's like a Tinuk Shanishba, one of those that are out in the field and they don't know anything, so how could they be so high?
They're high inside. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But I just want to mention one thing. I used this the other day to try to reduce religious pressure on somebody because many people feel religious pressure. Because they think so much is demanded of me. I have to go. I can't. You want me to be what I'm not? No, I don't want you to be what you're not. I want you to be what you are.
I'm not even being what I am.
What's that? What's that? What?
He
What'd you say?
He's like, I'm not even being what I am.
Okay. Look, you can always twist anything and find the negatives. But I think this is a very important thing, that this it does take off a certain amount of religious pressure, because this is the godlessness inside. Okay.